High school juniors in Nevada will have a new required exam next year. The Nevada State Board of Education unanimously approved a plan to administer the ACT exams to all high school juniors. School officials say while the test is mandatory, it will not affect whether a student graduates. Instead, it gives juniors a free exam that is required to apply to many colleges. Board of Education Vice President Allison Serafin says the test will give students a chance to see their academic strengths and weaknesses. And she joins us now. Allison Serafin, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you.
So what is the ACT exam? What exactly does the College Merit Exam measure?
Yep. So ACT measures students' knowledge and skills around reading. There's an optional writing portion, social studies and science and math. And what it really does is enable students to have more information that enables them to know whether or not they're ready to go on to a four-year college.
When do you expect the first ACT exams to be taken by some 35,000 juniors in Nevada?
So right now, the department will be in negotiations with ACT. And Dale, our state superintendent, expects negotiations to be completed for April 2015 to be the first administration of the test.
Okay, so that's Dale Urquiaga,
state superintendent.
The ACT exam should give high school juniors a better look at where they stand or what they need to work on if they want to go to college. So tell us why that's so appealing to you.
Yeah, so I think that all of us remember what it was like to be in high school. And as much as we would like to think that I had the whole world figured out and I knew exactly what I wanted to do, I was still pretty uncertain. And I think a lot of high school students, understandably so, are pretty uncertain around what's next. And as a state board, it's incredibly exciting that we have chosen for students to take an exam that's required by law that enables them to have currency to pursue a four-year college education if they earn a score that deems them admittable by a university. And that, I think, is incredibly important because it's a test that matters to young people and it gives them access to a better future as opposed to a test that just informs adults around their jobs.
So what makes this exam a major step forward for Nevada high schools?
Well, historically, students have taken exams that have really just enabled them to know what it is they need to continue to learn in order to graduate high school. And we'll continue to have that because we need to be accountable to our young people to ensure that they know what's necessary to make sure that diploma means something.
Now, there are SAT prep courses that students can take. Will prep courses be available to juniors statewide to help them prepare for the ACT?
Yeah, ACT is offering online preparatory courses or material for all 35,000 juniors. In addition to that, parents, teachers, schools will receive reports on the students' performance. And what I found really exciting was that the reports that will be given to students and parents will be available in English and in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. You've budgeted about $2 million to spend on the test. You've got 35,000 juniors in the 17 school districts of the state. Do you have enough resources allocated to get the test in front of every junior?
Resources are incredibly important, not just financial resources, but also wanting to make sure that our teachers and our schools have the capacity to roll out this exam. The exciting thing about this is it is new for us to offer an exam for young people that will give them access to a four-year college. Mm-hmm. And so while we know that resources are incredibly important, that will be part of the negotiation with ACT and working hand-in-hand with all of our district superintendents to ensure that we're prepared for the rollout.
Now, on the other side of this, are you worried that taking this exam could discourage many students from going to college, that they may think a low score means they shouldn't even go or shouldn't even try?
Well, Dave, I think that's something that we should always keep in mind. As a former middle school teacher, I saw firsthand that many of my students that struggled, they knew they were far behind. They didn't necessarily need a test score to validate the frustrations they were feeling in class. That they weren't reading on grade level or that they were struggling with the content. I think that this is up to us, the adults, to make sure that our young people don't see themselves as a test score, but that we use it to either validate what it is they know or don't know, and then we have to set them up for every opportunity to continue to learn. This is not where the sidewalk ends. This is an opportunity for young people to earn that ACT score, and to then step back and make determinations around what courses do they need to necessarily retake in high school, what do they need to pursue their senior year. And I think that to have an exam that helps students look forward instead of backwards is always good for our young people.
The Education Department's also introducing several other end-of-course exams this year. I can hear kids in the middle of high school now asking, how come so many tests?
Well, I think it's interesting when we then get into college. I think I asked the same thing of many of my professors. Look, I think the nature of education is to ensure we're doing right by our kids. And the way that we're able to ensure that that's possible at scale, right, we're talking about 35,000 juniors, as you mentioned, is to assess our young people to get a baseline of what they know and they're able to do. Tests enable us to get that from a large number of kiddos in a faster way. But we know that that's not it. We know that students are more than a test score. And so all a test should do is validate what it is they know. And I hope we get to a place where the test score is not a surprise for our young people. The test is not a struggle, because they know everything it is that enables them to move to the next level, and the test just validates that.
Are we too dependent on testing students as a way to measure achievement?
I don't think it's that we're too dependent. I think it's that in terms of efficiency, and I'm going to speak for a high school teacher. If a high school teacher has 125 students, and I'll speak for an English teacher, and this is all, I'm just going to use an example. If you have 125 students in your class, and you need to make sure you are consistently progress monitoring their performance, you need to assess that. And you need to assess their performance in a variety of ways. I think tests and quizzes, given the certain stakes, create a sense of urgency in our young people around taking that seriously. I don't think that's much different than adults if we're getting evaluated in our performance on our jobs. I think the challenge is when our students aren't prepared or equipped with the knowledge and skills necessary to perform well on those exams. And then they don't necessarily have the opportunity to go back and learn what it is that they need to. And so when we're talking about high-performing schools, when we're talking about kiddos that are on grade level, tests are really not always a problem, right? Tests are just kind of a nuisance. It's something they do, but they're performing on grade level. The biggest challenge are in our schools where our kids are 3 and 4 grade levels behind, and the tests tend to perpetuate this message that I just don't get it. And we have to do more in those circumstances to ensure that kids are set up for success.
Allison Serafin is Vice President of the Nevada State Board of Education. Allison Serafin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.